Syracuse political memorabilia collector Dick Woodworth is dusting off his mammoth collection of pins, posters, buttons, and coins for this presidential election season. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, wading through Woodworth's collection is like getting a history lesson.
Woodworth's collection starts with a coin commemorating the losing campaign for the man who ultimately became the seventh president of the United States.
Andrew Jackson from 1824, and we remember him from our school days is Old Hickory.
In those days, memorabilia was mostly coins or other shapes like horseshoes fashioned out of metal. It wasn't until the election of 1896, won by William McKinley, that produced the kind of buttons we know today. And after that, Woodward says, the industry of political memorabilia really took off.
We've had ties, we've had tie clips, we've had necklaces and bracelets, we've had matches, combs, cigars, and a whole variety of different things that for people to have as campaign items, hopefully that they would wear them.
But a lot of that has cooled in recent years. Woodworth says businesses now want to remain neutral in days of divisive politics and don't want employees to wear things like the ties that tout Kennedy for president or bracelets promising a vote for Richard Nixon. Woodworth's collection includes one pin that went over well in Syracuse.
When Kennedy ran, everything was red, white, and blue. Well, in 1960, when he campaigned in Syracuse, he handed out buttons that were "I'm for Jack." They were orange and blue, because Syracuse were the national champions in football.
Included in his collection, one of only 70 newspapers still around that incorrectly declared that Thomas Dewey defeated Harry Truman in the presidential election of 1948. And his favorite item among the thousands of pieces of memorabilia, a poster from the 1960 presidential election.
And it's a very rare poster because it's only two times in history where we've had two men on it that both became president of the United States. In this case, it was Kennedy and Johnson.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.